Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here, and today I'm going to be talking about the tools that I bring with me when I go on an overlanding trip. I'm going to kind of talk about the differences between what I'll take on a shorter trip versus what I might take on a longer trip. Some of the stuff will be vehicle specific, but I'm going to talk at a high level so that you just kind of get a good idea, regardless of what kind of vehicle you drive, the type of tools that you might want to take with you on something like an overlanding trip. So let's get into what tools I bring when I go on an overlanding trip.
Sandstorm, I fought it.
All right, guys, as I mentioned in the intro, today, this was per viewer request. They said, hey, on your next podcast, could you cover kind of what tools you bring with you when you go on trips? Like, what do you bring when you go on an overnighter to Hoosier National Forest? What do you bring when you go on a two-week trip to Wyoming, right? It could be different depending on the trip. So again, if you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to show you this stuff. If you're on the podcast, I'm going to talk about it and describe it so that you know what's going on as well, so that this works whether you're on the podcast or on YouTube. But let's start with sockets. Obviously, a lot of bolts and things on vehicles are going to be socket dependent. So, you know, everything from your lug nuts on your wheels to the bolts that hold stuff to the frame, like sliders and things like that, to your stuff for your bed rack. Now, in my case, I have an extrusion bed rack, and I'm going to tell you a story about why having the right tools is important. When I went to Wyoming, we were on the Wyoming BDR, and we were on a really super rocky part of the trail, and I actually, because I had misinstalled the rack, and these C-channel nuts back in here weren't installed properly, it actually pulled the rack out of the side of the bed of the truck, and it became loose. Now, all of these bolts that hold this thing together take Allen wrenches, and I did not bring the Allen wrenches with me because I was like, you know what, it's not like I'm gonna have to do maintenance on this thing, right? It's all on there, it's all good, I shouldn't have to touch it. So I didn't bring any Allen wrenches with me, and I actually had to borrow some. Luckily, one of the other guys on the trip actually had some Allen wrenches, and they fit in these things, and we were able to get it all put back together and redone so that we could continue on the trip. But where I'm going with this is, pay attention to your hardware, right? Pay attention to your bed rack, pay attention to what is required for your mounting your rooftop tent, pay attention to what's required for your various accessories. You know, if the rotopacks take sockets and stuff, my quick fists on the side are held in with Phillips head bolts that go into a nut. So I need a Phillips head screwdriver if I'm going to go on a trip and something were to happen, or these were to come loose, or I needed to tighten them down. So just look at your gear and then make the decision on what you need to bring specifically based on what you think you might need per your loadout. Then, as far as what types of tools to bring, right? Outside of the normal, whatever you need based on your gear stuff, right? There are going to be some standards that you're going to want to bring. I am a big socket person, again, because so many things can be remedied with a socket. This little Sirocco kit here that I've got has just a smattering of metric sockets in it. It also comes with a handle that you can use with it, and it's got some of the bigger sizes too, which a lot of these Nissans, like my lug nuts on my third gen Frontier, and I think on my second gen Frontier and my Xterra, were all 21 mil. 19 is another common size for lug nuts. So I've got a 21 mil here if I needed to take a lug nut off. I've got this big handle that I could attach the sockets to. I've got an extension if I need that. Again, for lug nuts, that kind of comes in handy because these big knobby tires stick out on the side and they make it kind of hard to get in there. So having something like this is really nice, having a dedicated socket set. That's kind of why I have this small one. This one actually lives in my drawer system 24/7. So this stays in the truck all the time. It's kind of my constant, my go-to if I need it, socket set. If I'm just going on a quick overnighter or something like that, I don't even worry about packing extra tools, but I've got these in here with me in case I need them. If I'm going on a bigger trip like the one to Wyoming, that's when I want to bring more tools. So see, I have some of these missing. I've had this thing for 15, 20 years. But so my full socket set here has, you know, a full range of standard and metric sockets. It's got a quarter, a 3/8, and a half inch ratcheting socket set in it. And then I also, after the Wyoming trip, I bought a bunch of these inexpensive Allen wrench keys. So there are actually three of those. They go in here too. I've got a couple screwdrivers. So I've got that Phillips head that I need for the stuff on the side of my bed. And then I've got a big long flat head in case I need to pry anything or you know, get into a tight area. I've got some extra tools in there. And then these are all Allen wrenches as well. There are some spark plug sockets as well. So again, just a nice little smattering of things, a bit driver, a couple of standard wrenches, that sort of thing. But so this is my slightly more comprehensive kit that I'll bring on bigger, longer trips, or when I had my older truck. When I would take the older truck, if I thought, you know, there might be a chance that I might have to wrench on something, I'd bring the bigger set. On the newer truck, I don't have quite as many worries about it because it only has 7,500 miles on it right now. But eventually it's going to get old, it's going to wear out, I'm going to need different tools. All right, so now let's move into my drawer system and I'll show you some of the other things that I have outside of sockets. All right, so typically my sockets live at the very back of this drawer here. There's plenty of room, but I put them in the back because I don't need them that often. But if I do, it's nice to have. In addition to the socket set, I also keep these Sirocco ratcheting wrenches. So again, these are just, they have open-ended at one end and then they have a ratcheting action on the other end. And again, they go from small to large. So I've got everything from a quarter inch or a 6 mil here. I've got both standard and then I've got metric as well. But so I've got a full set of wrenches. So if you can't get a socket in there or something, or if you need a duplicate, if you have the socket on one end of a bolt, for example, and then you need something to put on the nut on the other end, then a set of open-ended wrenches is a nice thing to have. So I keep this one in the truck all the time too. Again, just in case I need it, I've got it. It folds up, rolls up small. It's in a little tool roll, so it doesn't take up much room, which is also really nice. Then I've got this Last US Bags bag in here that you're gonna, if you're watching on YouTube, you're gonna see. It's got random stuff in it and then bungees. I love bungees. There's so many things you can do with bungees. If my awning cover were to break and I couldn't get it to close, I've had to use bungees before to kind of wrap around it and hold it closed because we went camping in the winter and it froze. It had freezing rain on it and I couldn't get the zippers to close. So I literally couldn't close my awning. I'm like, I got to drive 8 hours home. How am I going to do this? Take some bungee cords out of my bungee kit, wrap them around this thing a few times and secure them. And then that holds your awning and you don't have to worry about it. So having bungee cords, zip ties, things like that, anything that are like multi-purpose, duct tape, that kind of thing is just a good thing to have. Then in the random stuff pockets, I've got some other types of bungees, some of those little like rubberized ties. So you could use that for affixing gear, for drying out dishes, for just a million different things. Then in the other pocket here, I've got a bunch of Velcro straps. So these are all like, there's some paracord in there. There are all these like Velcro straps that you could use to secure wires or things like that. So there's a ton of stuff you could bring, but this is what I bring. So I like to have some bungees just in case. I like to have some ways to secure stuff. I feel like I always use that stuff one way or another. Then the wrenches and then the sockets. For me, that's kind of like the bare minimum. There are a lot of people that advocate for bringing power tools and things like that. Again, if you have an older rig or you think that you might have like a rubbing issue or something that you need to fabricate or something trail side, you can do that. That's not me. As just a kind of a cautious overlander, I'm more looking for stuff that I might actually use. And if it's something really super severe, then I'm probably going to have to rely on some buddies to help get me out of there. I'm not going to be doing, you know, full on trail side repairs in most cases. Hence the new vehicle, which makes it a little bit easier. But again, if you are, then just think through what you might need. What would you need if you needed to replace a CV axle, for example, on your truck? Do you have the tools that you need? Do you have the right size sockets? Do you have the stuff that you need to pull that out, right? So if you think through your use cases, you think through, you know, like here's another example. On my old bed rack, it just takes regular old bolts and nuts, right? This one has these more proprietary Allen wrench. My extrusion one takes these Allen wrench heads into these channel nuts. So I need different stuff for this bed rack versus what I might have needed for that bed rack. So again, just think through your setup. Think through the stuff that you might need to work on. Think of the things that might possibly go wrong or that you might have to service or do maintenance on. And then that should help you inform your decisions on what tools to bring with you. But my recommendations, general stuff like bungees, zip ties, paracord, that kind of thing to secure stuff, a good set of wrenches and a good set of sockets, and you should be good to go. All right, guys, so that was the episode of What Tools I Bring With Me. Hopefully that was helpful for you and gives you a little bit of an idea of what to think about when you're kind of building out your tool loadout for an overlanding trip. Again, if you're going on mostly overnighters or two-nighters or weekend-type warrior stuff, then you may not need as many tools as you might for a longer trip. If you have a newer vehicle, you might need different tools or less tools than you might for an older vehicle. So there's just a lot of stuff to think about. But again, I hope that gives you some good ideas and kind of directs you in the direction that you need to go when making purchases for tools. If it was helpful, make sure to click that like button. If you're not already, make sure to click the subscribe button and click the bell to be notified when new videos drop. I do a couple every week, so there's tons of content here about overlanding, Nissan stuff, gear reviews, that kind of thing. So if you're into any of that stuff, I'd love to have you. There's also links to all my social channels down below and my website where I've got patches and stickers. So if you're into overlanding, camping, that kind of thing, there's some funny stickers and patches on there that you might like. Check those out as well. And then last but not least, there is a link to my Patreon group where we've got a 24/7 Discord and we chat about our rigs and builds and stuff like that. And also the Newbie Overlanders Facebook group, which is totally free to join. Awesome, huge group full of great people that are looking to help each other. And so if that sounds like something you're into, we'd love to have you there as well. But again, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening if you're on the podcast, and we'll see you next time.